From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It's official. Detroit is now the largest city in U.S. history to declare bankruptcy, by far. The Chapter 9 filing came today. Detroit faces a long-term debt estimated at a whopping $18 to $20 billion. Here's Detroit's Mayor Dave Bing at a news conference today.
As tough as this is, I really didn't want to go in this direction. But now that we are here, we have to make the best of it.
And Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET joins us now to talk about it. Quinn, first of all, why don't you take us back and explain how the city got into such a dire financial mess?
Well, the fact is it's in a financial crisis and has been for some time. The city's population has dwindled over the last 10 years or so. A quarter of the people left. It was at one point up to 2 million people, now less than 700,000. The tax base has gone with it. And the city borrowed and borrowed and borrowed to stay afloat, to be able to meet the payroll. Back in 2005, 2006, it took out a fair amount of bonds just to be able to pay off the pensions that it owed retired city workers. And it was defaulting on those by 2009. It has gotten to a point now where the governor had declared a financial emergency in the city and appointed this emergency manager, Kevin Orr, over it. And now Orr has said that there is no other recourse than to take the city into what will be the largest municipal Chapter 9 bankruptcy in the history of the U.S.
You mentioned the emergency manager, Kevin Orr, appointed by the Republican Governor Rick Snyder. He's been in charge in March, and there was hope that he could help the city avoid a bankruptcy. But now he seems to be saying there's no way. This is the way we have to go.
He says, in fact, that he bent over backwards trying to work with creditors, says he offered them olive branch after olive branch. But the olive branches were not that sweet, to be honest. The 10 cents on every dollar that they owe the city of Detroit was what he was basically saying. And as you mentioned, a long-term debt, $18 billion, maybe $20 billion worth, a lot of these creditors just did not want to try to go. There was insurance companies that were already saying they didn't agree with Orr's plan. Some of the pension groups, which are owed a fair amount of that many billions of dollars, had already filed suits. And in fact, that might have been what forced Orr's hand, because they were trying to seek some type of an injunction that would say that the city could not go bankrupt until their case was decided. Instead, Orr more or less beat them to the punch in court. Declared the bankruptcy much more quickly, really, than a lot of people had anticipated. And that actually puts a halt to those lawsuits, at least for a time, although they are trying to get a restraining order to try to see if, in fact, they can stop the bankruptcy still.
Uh-huh. Well, if Detroit hasn't been able to pay its creditors for months now and it's had to borrow money from the state to meet the municipal payroll, how is bankruptcy now going to change life for people there?
Well, the mayor and Orr both say that there should be no discernible change immediately. They say that city workers will still receive paychecks, that people won't see any change in the services as provided. But then again, that's not the greatest thing. The services in Detroit have not been at the highest level for some time, in fact, in large part because they haven't had the finances to be able to improve equipment and so on. And so that will stay about the same. And in Orr's plan, once a bankruptcy would be completed, he actually says he'll inject more money to try to improve public safety. What people may see in the long run is what some of them would refer to as Detroit's jewels, Belle Isle, an island that many people go to vacation at, some artifacts in the Detroit Institute of Art, some pretty expensive pieces of artwork, even the Howdy Doody puppet, the original one. These could be sold off to try to pay some of the city's outstanding debts, and so there could be a change in the long run for things that people in Detroit have been used to having for some time.
Okay, Quinn, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET. We were talking about Detroit's Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing today.